It's time for Minnesota Reads here on Northland Morning. And this morning, our guest is Lori Evert, the author of The Reindeer Wish. Lori, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Lisa.
I have to confess, I squealed like a little kid as I went through the book. Now, this is a project. These books are a project that your entire family has done. The Christmas Wish is the first one. The Tiny Wish is the second one. This third one is called The Reindeer Wish. Why don't we have you kind of describe the premise, the way the books are put together, and then I can ask you some particular questions about this one.
So The Christmas Wish was the first book that we did with Anya when she was 4 and 5 years old. It's about a little girl in the, we placed it in, say, the 1800s, because that's what most of the buildings in our antiques were from, and her little dress in Norway, and she wishes that she could be one of Santa's elves. So she plots this and makes the necessary arrangements, and she goes out and skis out to find Santa Claus. And she doubts herself, so a cardinal comes and takes her to a horse, who takes her to a muskox, who takes her to a polar bear and a reindeer, and finally she finds Santa, who brings her home. And then he gives her a bell and tells her that she should ring it if she ever needs him or needs help. And, you know, she's doing all these kind and brave things in the story. And then the next story is The Tiny Wish, where she's up near our little mountain farm in our little cabin in Norway, which has no running water and no electricity. And we love it like that. It's a little stone cabin. And she and her cousins are herding goats, and they're playing hide and seek. And she is getting found too often, so she wishes she could be tiny so they don't find her anymore. And she, a bird comes down and invites her to shrink down and go on adventures with him. So that's her adventures in the mountains of Norway as a tiny person in the spring. And now The Reindeer Wish, it's Christmas Eve again, and she is lonely because she lives up there in the mountains, and she's an only child. And she's out skiing one day, or New Year's Eve, or Christmas Eve, sorry. I'm distracted by the snow. We're having our first snow here in Minneapolis, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Well, good for you.
It's beautiful. Anyway, so she finds a little, after she's done skiing, she goes and lays down under that well that a tree will have in front of it if it snows hard in a directional way. She lays down and waits for her mom because she's tired. And the cardinal wakes her up and tells her that there's a baby reindeer abandoned in the snow, and she needs to go take care of it. So she goes and gets her sled and gets the baby reindeer and brings him up as her own best friend. And one day they're out ice skating, and they see a reindeer herd up on a ridge, and she starts to wonder if maybe he wishes that he could be with other reindeer. And incidentally, that photo was a photo I just always wanted to use in a book because Pear shot it for Audubon magazine. It was a cover, I think it was like 4 years ago. And he and his friend did the shoot for Audubon. They skied across the Hardangervidda, which is the largest mountain plateau in Europe. It's near Pear's mom's house. And they were skiing along, and this reindeer herd went up and was going up the ridge, and it is just a stunning photo. So they see that reindeer herd, and she decides that she doesn't know what to do. She doesn't want to give up her friend, but she feels that he should probably be with other reindeer. So the cardinal comes back and tells her that Santa Claus has a place for him, that her buddy Odin, the reindeer, with his reindeer up in the North Pole. So they make the journey up to the North Pole, and Santa gives her a very special surprise in return.
He does indeed. We kind of do need to take another step back and explain that your husband is kind of a handy guy with a camera and that these these books are illustrated with photographs artfully adjusted here and there. Can you give us a little bit of background about him?
Pear is a National Geographic, and he's had quite a few Audubon covers, and he shoots for the New York Times magazine, and he shoots for some other commercial clients. But he was on Will Steger's expeditions across Antarctica and Greenland. So he has a wealth of photos from some pretty amazing places that, especially in the Christmas Wish, he was able to use. I mean, you don't really meet a polar bear every day.
Well, and of course, if you, you know, if you use social media, if you like to noodle around with things, it's customary to say, oh, I photoshopped that. But this takes that kind of digital manipulation to a whole new level. It's absolutely amazing. Would it be a spoiler if I asked you, how did you get the baby reindeer?
The baby reindeer, Anya was holding that baby reindeer, and this book has a lot of reality in it. So fairy tale shop is what Pear likes to call his process. But no, the baby, she met several baby reindeer. In fact, she had a baby reindeer named after her. It was pretty sweet.
And so she was actually holding a little baby reindeer.
And feeding a little baby reindeer with a bottle that we bought at an antique store. It's so cute. Oh, my goodness. And I guess reindeer will bond to people if they're not with their herd. They're kind of like dogs. So they're very sweet. They're timid at first, but if they get to warm up, it's quite an experience. They've got those funny little mouths and feet.
Wow. Fantastic. Now, you folks are going to be up here this weekend. Saturday, is that right?
Yeah, we'll be at the Fitker's bookstore signing books and meeting children and people, and Anya is looking forward to meeting some kids in Duluth. We spend most of our time signing in Minneapolis, so we're pretty excited about going up there and seeing the holiday lights and spending some time up in Duluth. We'll be there from 11 to 1 on Saturday.
On Saturday. Lori, thank you so much for joining us this morning. What a treat. Hope to get to talk to you again soon.
Yeah, hopefully you'll come over to Fitker's and see us.
Oh, I think that'd be grand. Thanks so much, Lori.
Thank you, Lisa.
Lori Evert is the author of The Reindeer Wish, a book that is a collaboration with her and her husband, the photographer, Per Brehagen, and their daughter, Anya. It's 8:32. Lori Evert, our guest this morning, talking about The Reindeer Wish. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.